Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So everyone can relate to the situation that unfolded in the White House.
Absolutely.
President Obama relieved General Stanley McChrystal of his post in Afghanistan. And we've been asking you, and you've been responding, whether you believe the general deserved to be ousted after criticizing high-ranking officials in an article for Rolling Stone magazine.
My name is Greg. I'm a veteran of Afghanistan, and I hope that President Obama does not accept General McChrystal's resignation.
Hi, this is Jeremiah from Oklahoma City. If I badmouth my boss, I would get fired. I would lose my job for badmouthing him.
In those two voices, you're hearing something of the cleavage of military and civilian life there. Joining us now to discuss what soldiers in the military feel about the turnover that took place at the White House at the highest level yesterday, Mike Scotti, who's back with us, former Marine First Lieutenant, served in Afghanistan and Pakistan in 01, served in Iraq in 03. Scotti documented with a video camera his Iraq deployment in the movie Severe Clear, Uncertainty, Chaos, Disorder, This Is War. And we've talked about that movie on this program before. Mike, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Gallagher is also with us, former Army captain who served in Iraq from December 07 to March 2009. He's author of the book Kaboom, Embracing the Suck in a Savage Little War. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Afghanistan is America's longest war. So in a sense, when Obama relieves General McChrystal, it is something of a McClellan moment when Abraham Lincoln relieved General McClellan, who was so beloved of his troops. He actually kept him on because he was so beloved of his troops. There's a sense, Mike Scotti, that McChrystal is something of a McClellan character, that he is beloved of the forces in Afghanistan. I even heard some reports to that effect from Kandahar yesterday. He's beloved, but is that enough to keep him on?
Well, you know, it's from a tactical and operational level, you know, on the front lines with the troops, he is beloved because he's an old school warrior. He's dedicated and, you know, he's there for his men. He does what's right and he's there to accomplish the mission. However, you know, at the strategic level, you know, at his level, you need to have some political savvy. You need some diplomacy. You need, you know, some other skills that maybe he, you know, doesn't really have, or he's a little rough around the edges. So, you know, Obama, you know, I think did what he needed to do. You know, personally, I would have not liked to see him go, but I understand the decision that was made in order to keep, you know, good military discipline in place and, you know, that unity of command.
So, Matt Gallagher, what are the conversations likely to sound like, possibly, if you can imagine people sitting around talking about this decision in places like Kandahar and Kabul?
You know, I think there's shock for sure. The top general was just replaced, but I think the president did do a very smart thing by replacing with General Petraeus and then stressing that this is just a change of command, not a change of strategy. You know, the focus on counterinsurgency will remain the same, and certainly General Petraeus is no stranger to that with his success in Iraq.
But I would think that every soldier in Afghanistan now is saying, all right, when am I out of here? What's the withdrawal? What's the July 2011 withdrawal date? I mean, they're looking at their calendars, right, Matt?
You know, I've actually corresponded with a couple of my buddies over there who are over there right now. And as soon as they heard that General Petraeus was replacing General McChrystal, it was just kind of back to business. You know, maybe that's just the couple of people that I talked to. Without the shift in strategy, it's really not that, you know, everyone in the military is replaceable.
You know, I got to ask Mike, a lot of the comments that were so objectionable in the Rolling Stone article weren't made by the general, but they were made by his staff. And when we spoke to a retired Army colonel yesterday, he said a general is responsible for everything his staff says. Is that pretty much the case?
Absolutely. That's true for any military officer. He is responsible and accountable for everything that happens under his command.
But everybody moans and gripes about their commanding officer. I mean, Mike, you did, right?
Never.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Wow, the real state secrets here. Matt Gallagher, I mean, if you write a book called Embracing the Suck in a Savage Little War, I suspect you have some things to say about your commanders.
Yeah, I'll admit to griping about it. And I actually I had a blog that got shut down for doing just that. The difference being is I was a young lieutenant, so my room for error was slightly bigger than General McChrystal's.
And you weren't being profiled by Rolling Stone, right?
Exactly. You know, I actually got promoted a month after. So, you know, a little different story there. Yes, everyone gripes, and I think it's pervasive through the military culture that at your level, everybody gets it, but it's a level up or a level two levels up that doesn't get it, and they're all messed up, et cetera. So what was said in the article did not surprise me at all. The fact that it was said in front of a Rolling Stone journalist is what really shocked me.
But let's get deeper into that. I mean, one of the things that the piece in Rolling Stone depicts is a sense of tension between the military folks in Afghanistan trying to run things and the civilian operations that are trying to do the nation-building task and deal with the diplomacy and the very corrupt government in Afghanistan. Is that how it works in Afghanistan, based on the people that you've talked to, Matt? I mean, is there a real open contempt for the civilian operation there, even among the soldiers on the ground?
You know, it's always going to be rough and grating. I think the real disconnect, which was evident, was General McChrystal and Eikenberry, as opposed to
the ambassador.
You know, Ambassador Eikenberry, as opposed to the General Petraeus Ambassador Crocker relationship in Iraq, which you know, by setting that, having that unity of command, that really does filter all the way down to the tactical level, you know, which Mike and I worked at. So it's never going to be perfect, but having that at the top level, having that success at the top level, really is instrumental.
Mike, is that the deal, that the civilians are jokers and that the military folks kind of feel that way?
You know, it's a difficult situation because it's two cultures clashing together.
It sure is.
And especially, you know, the troops on the front line, a lot of them are very young. You know, the average age is 19 or 20 years old. The military, they're trained, you know, to shoot. They use violence of action. They use force.
They know how they got over there. What the heck are you doing here, Mr. Suit? Right?
Exactly.
That's the culture.
And it also reflects, you know, the complexity of a counterinsurgency, because you have that military force, but that's not necessarily what is going to solve the problem.
They encourage that to a certain extent by telling soldiers, you're doing something nobody else can do. They don't understand how hard your job is, right?
Exactly. Especially when you don't know who your enemy is and you can't trust them. So the people that are shooting at you, you know, are the ones that are smiling at you, you know, during the day.
So, Matt Gallagher, you suggested that the Crocker-Petraeus relationship in Iraq was a pretty decent one. Quickly, before we go, can Petraeus mend this?
If anyone can, he's the man to do it. But, you know, Alexander the Great did call Afghanistan a graveyard of empires. So if Petraeus can't do it, I don't know if anyone can.
Mike, Scotty, can Petraeus mend this?
I think he can.
All right, Mike Scotty, former Marine First Lieutenant. He's responsible for the movie Severe, Clear, Uncertainty, Chaos, Disorder, This is War, and Matt Gallagher, former Army Captain. His book is Kaboom, Embracing the Suck in a Savage Little War. Thanks to both of you.